So there's a new song that you published recently, 3 days ago. What is your new song Wildfire about?
Well, it's just about, you know, how music spreads like wildfire. So especially reggae music, you know, if you're in a bad mood or however you're feeling, when you listen to reggae music, it just, it's infectious, you know, and it just always puts you in a good headspace and a good mood. So, yeah, when we say like wildfire, we're referring to the spreading of music and the love that comes from it.
Is this also like the main spirit in your other songs?
Yeah, I mean, positivity is definitely something that is a trend for my music, and it's something I always want to keep on the path of, because people always tell me, you know, they find inspiration in my songs and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely positive vibes all the time.
And who do you want to reach with your music?
Anybody who loves reggae music and loves good vibes. Really, anyone. I don't have a specific person in mind or a specific group of people, because music is a universal language. So, you know, literally anyone who's ready to accept the good vibes that I bring.
That sounds great. So you were born in Jamaica. How long did you live there?
I was there until I was about 6, and then I migrated to London with my mom. But, you know, every summer holidays, we would be in Jamaica, seeing family. So I never lost connection with my roots and my culture. I always see myself as Jamaican still.
Yeah, you say you have these roots always with you. What kind of memories do you have in mind when you think about your childhood in Jamaica, when you grow up there?
I think music, parties. I grew up in Westmoreland, which is the countryside, rural, very deep rural. You know, some places don't have roads still to this day. So I remember, you know, there used to be this field that they would have like gatherings and parties and stuff. And I remember like sitting on top of the speakers when I was young at those parties and enjoying the music. Walking to school through the mountains. Yeah, just easy living, easy life. That was nice.
How did like growing up in Jamaica affect the development of your music and career?
Definitely. I mean, reggae music is, reggae itself is a culture anyway, and dancehall. But growing up, definitely, I had early influences of that music. And so it means that today, reggae and dancehall is my home. You know, it's somewhere that will always be in my heart because it's of the music I grew up listening to.
And do you also have a role model when you think about reggae music or music in general?
Music in general, not a person. No, but I just love music. So I grew up listening to people like Tanya Stevens, Lady Saw, Capleton, Rihanna, Destiny's Child, Sierra. So I had a lot of influences from R&B and pop, as well as reggae and dancehall. But not, I wouldn't say a specific person. I just really love music on a whole. So, yeah.
So was music always important for you? And how or when did you start making music?
Of course, yeah. All from my whole life, I don't remember wanting to do anything else.
What do you think, like, what are your plans for your future now? You published a new song. Do you have some already in work?
Yeah, we're working on an EP for 2022. And definitely more music will be coming, and more music videos and more good vibes.
We're almost at the end of the interview, but we have a tradition that every person we interview can make a wish of a song that we will play on the radio show. Is there a specific song you have in mind that you would like that we play?
Yeah, I would say Skankin' Sweet by Chronix is a nice song. I love that song.
Okay, and like, what does it like? Is it your favorite song?
I would just say it's one of those songs that when you listen to it, your mood just has to be, it changes into one of acceptance and healing. And it's just a beautiful song with beautiful vibes.